Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1105 slide, visible translated text is as follows, wrote the word luxury and Thomas Jefferson. I didn't have anything at all to copy from. I was writing it down for Mr. Frank. Mrs. J. A. White recalled for the state. I have seen this man before at police headquarters, indicating Conley, about a month after the murder. At that time, I did not identify him as being the man I saw sitting on the box. The man sitting on the box was about the same size as Jim Conley. I couldn't state it was Jim Conley. He was sitting in a dark place, and he looked black to me. He had on dark clothes. I don't know whether he was bareheaded or not. I told Bass Rosser about this on May 7th. That was the first time I told of it. Cross-examination. I told the detective about this as soon as I saw one. I never kept it a secret from anybody. I spoke to Mr. Wade Campbell about seeing the darkie. I didn't tell him that I saw the Negro as I went up into the factory about 12 o'clock. I didn't tell him that, when I came down the steps the last time, I didn't see anybody. C.W. Mangum, sworn for the state. I had a conversation with Mr. Frank at the jail about seeing Conley and confronting him. Conley was on the fourth floor. Chief Beavers, Chief Lanford, and Scott came down to see Mr. Frank with Conley and asked me if they could see him. I went to Frank and told him the men were there with Conley and wanted to talk with him if he wanted to see them. He said, "No, my attorney is not here and I have nobody to defend me." He said his lawyer was not there, that no one was there to listen at what might be said. N.V. Darley recalled for cross-examination. On the ground floor, the door to the Clark Woodenware Company was nailed up immediately after that company left there. We found it broken open after the murder, and we nailed it up again. It was 2 or 3 days after the murder. Sitting at Mr. Frank's desk, the most that one can see is about half of clock number 2, which is on the left of clock number 1. If the safe door was open in the outer office, you have no view into Mr. Frank's office from the outside. You might tiptoe and look over the door. A man of my height could just tiptoe and see over it. The packing room next to Mr. Frank's office works from 11 to 17 ladies and men. Passing by elevator shaft as you go in building on ground floor, you come to a door to Clark Woodenware Company's place, which was nailed up immediately after that company left there. We found it broken open after the murder. I don't know what day, it must have been 2 or 3 days after, and we nailed it up again.